All right, our reading will be taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 9, starting at verse number 27. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, crying loudly, 'Have mercy on us, Son of David.' When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' They said to him, 'Yes, Lord.' Then he touched their eyes and said, 'According to your faith, let it be done to you.' And their eyes were open. Then Jesus sternly ordered them, 'See that no one knows of this.' But they went away and spread the news about him throughout that district." Amen. Amen. Now I want you to turn to your neighbor. You ain't going to touch him. You're going to turn to your neighbor, look at your neighbor, and let your neighbor know. We're going to say it with a little attitude. Let your neighbor know, neighbor, I have a reason to shout. Neighbor, I have a reason to shout. Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, "I Have a Reason to Shout." You know, the tragedy in the church is when folk are shouting because they see other folks shout. Now, that's not to say that shouting ought to be a deterrent. If you see other folks shout, you don't know why they shout. But when you shout, you should know the reason for why you are. But if all you're ever doing is just following behind what somebody else saying you ought to be doing, then you'll never truly understand the essence and the power behind what is going on. Now, let me use this example to help explain this to you. You see, Deacon Booth, there was this teenage young lady who was going to help mama cook dinner. And as she was helping mommy cook that family dinner on Sunday, she went into the kitchen with her mother, and her mother pulled out that big piece of fresh ham. You know, with that bone on the end of it? And when she pulled it out, the daughter saw the mother grab a big old knife to cut that, you know, that knuckle off the back. And the daughter said, "Ma, what is the reason why you're cutting that piece off? There's meat on there." "Well, I'm doing it because this is how my mother have always done it." If you don't believe me, go on and call your grandmother. She'll tell you why. So she got on the phone, being her teenager, called her grandmother and asked grandma, "Grandma, why is my mother in here cooking this big, pretty piece of fresh ham and cutting off that back piece, you know, with, you know, like that knuckle and that meat still on it?" She said, "Well, baby, back in the day when I was teaching your mother how to cook, we had to cut that piece of the meat off of that bone because of the fact that we had a small oven. And that whole ham wouldn't fit in the oven. So we had to cut that piece off in order for the ham to fit in the oven." And she was like, "Thank you, Grandma." She went to mommy and said, "Mommy, next time you cook a ham, don't cut it." We need to understand the reason for what we are doing. You know, the question really, really comes to us. The question is, do we know why we come to church? Do we know why we worship and praise? Do we know why we serve? Do we know why we give? Because our theme for this entire year is knowing that I have value. So in order for you to know that you have value, you've got to see the value in everything that you are doing. Now, what we're talking about today is that I have a reason to shout. Now, let's go look and see why we have a reason to shout. You see, because we need to know why we're shouting. We don't shout because we see somebody else shout. We shout because there ought to be some evidence for ourselves. Amen. Now, when we look here at chapter number 9 in verse number 27, we see while Jesus was walking on the road, two blind men followed him, crying loudly or shouting, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." Now, if I can paint this picture for you, Jesus is walking. The only way these blind men knew it was Jesus, somebody had to tell them. Right? Somebody had to make them aware that Jesus is the healer, the deliverer. Some said to him, "He is the son of somebody working with me." So all they were doing was repeating what they had already been told. But the one thing I want us to know about the God whom we serve, God isn't asking any of us to be perfect. God is not caught up in perfect folk. God wants a people of faith. You see, because if you're all caught up in perfection, that means that every T has to be crossed. Every I must be dotted perfectly. And because of that, there are some folk who want to grow in the church, but are struggling in that growth because every time they look at you, they see all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. You see, when we got folk who are perpetrating perfection, we are hurting other folk who are just striving to be a little bit better today than what they were on. You see, because they feel that they really can't serve the Lord because they have not reached the perfection that you are already at. I want you to know today, my brothers and sisters, ain't nobody perfect in God's house. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are no perfect people in God's house. Even this big head dude that's talking to you right now, he ain't perfect. Oh, hallelujah. When it get cold, I got to put a jacket on just like you. I eat some foods that give me indigestion just like you. And I ain't going no further than that. But what we have to understand is that how many folk are we holding back? Because of the fact that we are giving off a persona of perfection that isn't a reality of even your own life. We have to learn to let folk know that yes, I'm striving every day to be a little bit better and get a little closer to Jesus. But I know I'm not perfect. I'm not holier than thou. But the example I want to show and present to you is that I don't want to be stuck. And if folks saw me today and see me a year later, they should see some growth in us, Rim Rhodes. We shouldn't still be in that same spot where we were when we saw them. Just like when some folks saw you back in 2017 on February the 4th. Now that they see you on 2018, February the 4th, they shouldn't see the same person. There should be some evidence that you have grown. God is growing his people. But his people got to be willing to grow. And then we don't want to be a hindrance to anybody else. We want to help them because we realize, didn't somebody help us along the way? I don't care how much scripture you can quote. I don't care how much you know and how many books you can speak out of your mind. I want you to realize you didn't get there all by yourself. Let's move on. But as we see this, I want you to know when we first get started, we end up repeating what we've been told because we don't know better. Are you working with me? So these two blind men are repeating what they have been told. Somebody told him, here come Jesus. He's a healer. He's the son of David. You better go on and shout out to him. And you know what them brothers started doing? Shouting. Crying out to him, calling him son of David, have mercy on us. You see, that the thing is, the Messiah that the Jews was looking for was coming through the lineage of David. Jesus is through the lineage of David. But he didn't just come to be an earthly king. He came to be the king of heaven and earth. And so since he came to rule and to show us how to make it, the Jews were expecting him to come to put them back on top, and that it was going to be here just on earth. Don't you know everything on earth is temporary? Don't you know that there's nothing on this earth that's going to be here forever except God? So if that being the case, I don't want to just what I can get here on earth. I want to know where am I going to be at eternally? I need to know the evidence is already existing that Jesus came to make a way for me. He came to open the door that was closed to give you and I the opportunity to have eternal life. So let's look at this. As these dudes were calling Jesus the son of David, they were calling what somebody told them to call. But I want you to understand, they weren't perfect in their shout. But what was perfect about their shout is their faith. You see, the only way to get Jesus' attention is that you must call out in faith. You see, and now just imagine as they are following Jesus and they keep crying out, son of David, have mercy on us. And as they're calling out and following Jesus, Jesus never responds. But I want you to understand something. They ain't never give up calling out. They just continue to shout out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on us. You know, so what the Lord wanted to know is that do they have a reason to shout? What is the purpose of their shout? You see, because what we got to understand for us today in church today, you might be going through hell and high water in your life, and you're calling out to the Lord, praising God, praying to God, saying, Lord, I need your help. I need your deliverance. I need you to make a way. And if the Lord don't answer right away, well, forget it. I'll try something else. That means that your first cry wasn't even a cry of faith. You see, God is looking for some people who have what? Faith. He's not looking for people who are perfect, but are people that operate by what? Faith. And if you're going to operate by faith and you continue to call out to the Lord might not answer you on one thing, but I want you to understand the only reason why you can still cry out and say, Lord, I need your help is because God is blessing you from one day to the next. Don't you know that each day that you live, it is a new day? It's a day you have not seen before. It is the Lord allowing your eyes to open and allow your feet to touch that floor and to stand up and say that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I've never seen this day before. Today is a new day. I might be waiting on something else, but I'm going to praise God anyhow because I know he's going to make a way. I'm going to keep praying because I know God is blessing me right where I am. I might be waiting for him to fix this over here, but God is still blessing me right now. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? You've been waiting on the Lord to answer a prayer, but you know that God is blessing you right where you are. You see, my brothers and sisters, I know you're frustrated about it seems like you're following behind God just like these blind men. And God seems to be ignoring you. He's not ignoring you. He wants to know, will you follow even if I don't answer? Will you trust me? Haven't I been there for you before? You think I'm going to turn you back now? You see, in order for you to understand how good God is, you got to follow him even when you don't understand what you're following. Why? Because we have to walk by and not by. And other folk might look at you and say, I don't know why you keep going to that church. I don't know why you keep praising God. I don't know why you keep going to Bible study. You're saying, you know what? The Lord has brought me too far. He's elevated me too high. He's not going to drop me now. He's going to take me all the way. So I'm going to trust in him because he is a mighty good God. I don't care about you. I don't care who don't go. I'm going to go if I got to go all by myself because the Lord
has been mighty good to me. Do I got any witnesses in God's house?
You see, I need you to understand this one thing. God wants you to know he ain't always got to bless you where everybody can see. You see, too many folk are looking for a public blessing because they want to get that blessing and show off to everybody. Make them think and make you think that they're all that. Bag of chips and a shake on the side. You see, but what the Lord says, you know what? Is there evidence there that you are moving by faith? Even though I ain't said nothing to you, will you still follow me? So as much as they hollered, as much as they fought, the Lord never turned back. You know what the Lord did? He just went into the house. An angel, when he went into the house, remember now, these dudes are blind. He told some of his folk, go get them blind dudes and bring them into the house. You see, God ain't always got to do things in public. You see, I want you to know, I'd rather God do for me in private. You see, because I don't need an audience around while God is ministering to me, while God is blessing me. You see, but the thing is, yeah, I'm going to praise him publicly, but I don't mind God taking me back into the quiet spot and having his own conversation with me. You see, because there are some things that me and the Lord might need to talk about that ain't got nothing to do with you. But if I'm in a public setting, there are just some things I ain't going to say. But the Lord wants to know, if you are real in what you are doing, come into the house. You see, anybody can shout while they're outside, but are you willing to come into the house? Because I want you to know the blessing is in the house. And in order for you to receive that blessing, are you willing to come into the house? Now check this out. Check this out. Once they brought these blind men, they came into the house. Jesus says to them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Phil, hold up. Don't Jesus know I was just doing all that shouting, crying behind him, crying out to him? And now that he got me in this house, ain't nobody around. There's no show going on. You see, because Jesus ain't all about a show. The Lord that we serve will show up and shut out. And it's not always in a public setting. So I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it ain't always out there. It's sometimes in the quiet spot. You see, and this is what's happening, that Jesus is saying to them, do you believe? But wait a minute, why would Jesus have to ask him, do they believe? The Lord knows the condition of our hearts. He knows what's inside of us. We can fool one another, but we can't fool God. So how is it that the Lord is asking these dudes the question? He wanted them to understand, like, wait a minute. If you've been following me crying out, then you ain't going to get agitated with me asking you, do you believe? Because you've come this far because you said that you what? Believe. So me asking you this question is just getting you to reaffirm that you believe. So the thing is, you know, it's one thing to shout about it. It's another thing truly to be about it. You see, I don't want to just be a Christian that walk around with a big cross around his neck. You see, that's just showing something. But I want to be about it. Because we got a lot of folk that walk around with a cross on. You be like, what? Somebody know what I'm talking about? It ain't all about just the noise we make. It's about what's behind us and where's that noise coming from. So Jesus wanted to make sure that they understood where that noise was coming from. You see, that noise was coming from the faith that they had that Jesus is able to give them back their sight. They believed that he was the one who could do the impossible. They believed that Jesus was extraordinary and was able to bless the ordinary. You see, isn't that why we're here today? Because we serve an extraordinary God who is able to do things through us ordinary people and to bless us beyond our hope.
own imagination. Look back over the pages of your life. Look how far the Lord has brought you. Look at how the Lord has guided you. Look what the Lord brought you from. Look about how he got you off that sick bed. Look how he provided and put food on your table. Look how you're still breathing right now. When you think about all that God has done for you, there's no way you can sit there and act like God is not who he is. We are just ordinary people that has been blessed by an extraordinary God. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? You see, my brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, I'm excited. It's okay, but I'm excited. You see, but I want you to understand that when that question is raised, the next thing that has happened is this. Jesus asked them, and I'll say it again, do you believe that I am able to do this? Without any kind of hesitation or reservation or shrugging of the shoulders, these blind dudes said what? Yes, Lord. They didn't hesitate. They said what, Reverend Rose?
Yes, Lord.
You see, I want you to understand something. That they said that I have a reason to. And you know what? And their reason for shouting is that they said, Lord, we need your healing. And since we need your healing, we're going to shout until we receive our healing. You see, you know what they said? That we've come this far by faith. We have nothing to lose because everything that we tried, we lost with. Isn't that why we're in church right now? Because we tried a little bit of and a little bit of. And where did it get us? Nowhere. Which means that everything we tried, it was a losing proposition. But I want you to understand that we're in church right now because we understand the only one that gives us the victory, the only one we can't lose with, the only one who was able to do great things, the only one to take a nothing and make something from it, the only one who can speak it and watch it happen. His name is Jesus. So isn't that why when the Lord asks you, do you believe? We're going to say what?
Yes, Lord.
Because we believe that the Lord will do it. Then Jesus does something. Jesus touches them and says, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Then, and it says, and their eyes were what? Do you understand the value of your faith? Do you understand that there's value in your faith? Shouting loud and crying ain't gonna get God's attention. If that is not, if that shout and that and those tears aren't coming from the foundation of the faith that you say you have, then all you're doing is making a whole bunch of noise. And ain't nothing gonna change. God ain't called us just to be sounding boards. We need to know why we are sounding off in God's house. We need to know why I'm shouting in God's house. We need to know why I'm praising in God's house. We need to know why we're following behind Jesus in God's house. Because we understand what Jesus is capable of doing. So if we want to see the Lord continue to do the miraculous in this place, we got to be a people that take value and recognize that we have to walk by faith. If we want to see how the Lord is going to do a miraculous thing amongst us, we got to move by what? Faith. If you want to get healed in your body, you got to step out on what?
Faith.
If you want to see the Lord fix your household, you got to speak in what?
Faith.
If you want to see the Lord continue to provide for you and your family, you just keep on speaking in what?
Faith.
You see, my brothers and sisters, you want to get God to move? God only moves when you operate by you see, and this is what some folk don't understand. If you come in here to be a perfect person, but you forget about faith, it might look good on the outside, but it's riddled on the inside. I want you to know that God recognizes that we all have imperfections. And if that wasn't true, Jesus would never have come. If we could have fixed it, we would not need Jesus.
So since we couldn't fix it, we needed him. And these blind brothers realized that, you know what, I ain't going nowhere. I've come this far. I'm going to wait till Jesus come and bless me. And when Jesus called them into the house, they heard what he said, and they immediately said, yes, Lord. Then Jesus said, according to your faith, let it be so. And I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, the Lord ain't looking for some folk who are trying to sprint with him. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. The Lord ain't looking for sprinters. He's looking for some folk who can do cross country running with him. Jesus wanted to know, are you going to walk and talk with him no matter what goes on? You see, because the folk who are in it for the sprint, a sprint don't take long to go. You can do 100 meters. You know, was it Antoine Bolt? No, it's Bolt. That's his name, right? That brother can run 100 meters in under 10. Yeah, his name, that's him too. Hussein Bolt. I'll get it right eventually. He can do 100 meters in under 10 seconds. So if you blink too much, guess what? You're going to miss it. You see, God don't want you to miss a blessing. God don't want you to miss what he wants to do with you. That's why God ain't looking for sprinters. He's looking for folk who are going to just slow walk with him. He's looking for folk who are going to trust in him. Because when you trust in him and you walk with him, you can see everything that God is unfolding in your life. And as you see God unfolding in your life, you're going to continue to praise him all along the way. You see, when you see what the Lord did for you on yesterday, when you hit with something today, you just say, Lord, I know you can fix this, because I know if you did it before, you're gone. You see, and that's what the Lord wants to know. Will you trust me? You see, and what these brothers did was they received their faith. I mean, they moved forward because of their faith. Excuse me. Now, check this out. Can I use it like this? You see, when they came into the house, they walked in darkness. And Jesus knew that they were in darkness. But Jesus started conversing with them because he knew that they were in what? Darkness, and they were in need of light. You see, but they couldn't see it, but the light was right in front of them. They couldn't see the light, but I want you to know, they could feel the light. So by being in Jesus' presence, they knew that they were in the right place at the right time. You see, my brothers and sisters, and that's why when they left up out that house, they left able to see the light and feel the light. So what is that saying to us? You see, some folk don't know why you shout in church. Some folk don't know why you can't be quiet in church. But you know what? Them folk don't know what you're going through. They don't know where you've been. They don't know how the Lord turned it around. And I want you to understand, some folk might agitate you because they suck their teeth when you're shouting. They can suck them all they want. I have value. I have a reason for my shout. I can't keep quiet. I gotta let the Lord know I appreciate you in my life. You brought me too far. You've done for me what I couldn't do for myself. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understand just how good God is? And you can't be quiet. I have a reason to. And since I got a reason to shout, I can't be quiet. I just say, excuse me, but I got to do what I got to do, because I serve a mighty. Oh, but check this out. Check this out. Can I show you one more thing? After Jesus opened their eyes and they could see. Sister Beard, when them brothers started seeing, I could just see them standing there, getting all excited, praising the Lord. And then Jesus looks at them and say, y'all, shh, don't tell nobody. You see, what was happening to them was what Jeremiah talked about. Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. When I know what the Lord has done for me, Lord, I know what you told me not to do. But Jesus, I just say, excuse me, I got to let somebody know, because you've been too good to me. You did for me what I couldn't do for myself. And that what ought to be the attitude we ought to have in church right now.
You got to say to some folk, excuse me, but I got to praise God because he's been way too good to me. I can't keep it to myself. When I go out that door, I'm going to tell everybody I run into, I serve a mighty good God who makes a way out of no way. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is my all in all. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? I have a reason to. I ain't going to be quiet. I'm going to let folk know my God is an awesome God. Is your God an awesome God? Is he blessing you right now? Do you have a reason for your shout? Then why ain't you shouting? Hallelujah! When I think about what God has done for us, no, let me change that. When I think about what God done for me, I can't praise him for you until I can learn how to praise him for me. And when I praise him for me, I can praise him with you. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, you are not out of order when you're shouting and praising God. Did you hear what I said? I'll say it one more time. You are not out of order when you're here shouting and praising God. Did you hear what I said? I don't care how they look at you. I don't care how they move away from you. And if they move away from you, you just say, good, I got a little bit more room. Because I just got to thank him for being as good as he's been to me. I don't mind going ahead and letting my hair down. I don't mind loosening my tie. I don't mind kicking my shoes off. I don't mind taking my glasses off. It don't matter. I don't mind taking my jacket off. Because I know just how good my God is. Because I got a reason to. You see, our God is awesome. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus knew when them brothers left him, they wasn't going to be quiet. And I could see Jesus just shaking his head as they went out the door. They ain't get two steps outside the door before they start shouting, telling other folk about the goodness of the Lord. You see, now I want you to understand that we can learn a lesson from these blind men who now are able to see. You see, because you might have came into church today limping by from whatever has been going on in your life. Limping because of the frustrations of life. Limping because of the things that have angered you. You're starting to see the darkness try to cover over you. But you know what you said? I'm going to make my way to church. And when you came up in here, the Lord is the one that removes whatever that's in you that's trying to hold you back. And to let you know, the Lord is an awesome God. Hasn't our God been an awesome God? Isn't our God a healer? Isn't our God a deliverer? Isn't our God everything that we need? If you know what I'm talking about, go to three people and give them a high five and say, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. You see, our God is just good like that, y'all. You see, all you got to do is think about it. All you got to do is think about it. Don't worry, I'm getting ready to start it down. All you got to do is think about it. Think about how good he is. Think about where he brought you from. Some folks say, I got something to shout about, but I can't shout because I don't want to mess my suit up. Some folks say, I have something to shout about, but I can't shout because I don't want to mess up this $50 due. Other folks say, I got something to shout about, but you know, I can't move like I used to. Well, you know what I'm saying to you? I don't care if you can't move like you used to. I don't care how much you pay for that hairdo. I don't care how you're concerned about your clothes. Do you know who blessed you with everything that you've got on? His name is. I have a reason to. Come on, let's just praise him for a couple of minutes. Come on, y'all. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yay. Do you understand what talking about? I have a reason to shout.